The next exercise is pretty straightforward as well. You're going to take the same 5 to 10 states that you listed in the first exercise, and you're going to ask people in your general day-to-day interactions about typical situations in which they would have experienced those sort of states. So for example, you can ask them about the holiday they've been to, a book they've read recently, a film they've gone to, a hobby that they're into. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as the end result is the kind of states that you had in your original list. Ask them about that and get a little bit meaningful in your questions, just like we've been practicing earlier during this CD. Whilst you're doing this, I want you to watch their reaction. Watch how they begin to drop into that state. Use your signal recognition system to find out. And then, when they seem to hit a plateau, a peak level, then simply set your trigger. Say a word, touch them maybe on the shoulder or something, or more elegantly still, make a simple gesture that they can see and associate to that. As an addition to this whole exercise, also make a point of listening out for their personal trance words. And once you've found them, make a point of using them as often as you can, just to notice the effect it has on the other person.